Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Moody say. My name is MJ Omota and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Wherever you are, my people, how you doing? Me, I'm doing okay. I cannot complain. It's a Saturday when I'm recording this, so hey, I love Saturdays, get to chill with the family and just do stuff that I want to do. But anyway, the year is about to draw to a close. We are maybe 3 weeks out. Yeah, roughly 3 weeks out. So hopefully you're getting geared up for the festive season and the new year and everything else. But let's do this album review thing. And if it's your first time joining us, welcome. You've got another, I think, 168 episodes to listen to, so you've got your work cut out for you. But if you are back again, thank you for joining us yet again. And if you do like this podcast, head over to buymeacoffee.com/MJ Omota and buy me a coffee or two or three. Let's take it to Nigeria.
The latest African album review is...
It's really hard to imagine that Big Girl is Shay Shay's sophomore album. I mean, she's been around for a number of years and you think she probably has more albums, but her journey is different, yet she's extremely successful regardless. Anyway, here's a review of Big Girl by Shay Shay. Big Girl was released December 10th under Stargirl Limited. It has 12 tracks, 34-minute, 51-second runtime, 6 features, and multiple producer placements that include PD, Kelpie, Spiritual Vibes, Dr. Amir, Guilty Beats, and more. Maserati Sexy is that grown woman's D's, and Shay Shay is saying big racks, big checks, good sex, and big jets. And you know, she ain't about no trying life. She's doing it. She's making it happen. The song has such a great groove to it, and with that Afro R&B fusion going on, and I mean, Backroads G comes in with a smooth flow to give it another layer of niceness, so highly recommended. Stamina features Kalema, the musical duo from Sao Tome and Principe, and the bass line is quite the melody. Easy on the ear, light to the touch, then the vocals just did the rest of the job. This one is a hit, no two questions about it. I mean, an absolute hit, and it's gonna do some damage in 2022 for sure. I already saved the song Big Girl on my Afro Heat Ladies Only playlist on Spotify. Check it out. It has this catchy lead sound, which it's guitar-y. That's all I can say. Harp sort of, I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, I haven't quite placed it yet. Of course, it's the lead song, and Shay Shay then goes on to say, I'm a big girl and I depend on me. Very telling, if I should say so. This album actually has a lot of self-affirmations from Shay Shay's perspective and comes from a place of introspection in general. And she actually has a lot to say to different people without naming any names. Interesting. The song you probably all know from this project is the single Pempe with Yemi Alade. Interestingly, this one is slotted at the very end of the album, after the outro even. Top song still, and I think maybe it was one of those where she's trying to say, look, this album is new material, but I'm going to put this song because it's done so well. I think on Spotify, it's going on like 400,000 streams or something. So it's done pretty well and it made sense to include it. The flow of the album had more than one surprise. From track 9, Bayou, you actually get reggae infusions into the music. And for me, that was unexpected, but executed to perfection without distracting you from the momentum that had built up to this point. I was still very much into it, and even better yet, with moving to track 10, Ride For You with Juan de Cole. Ah, that's a tune, bruh. And the versatility that these artists just show, especially nowadays, I just feel like artists have decided to just say, screw this sound that you think I'm associated with. I can do whatever. And that's what you get. Delivery-wise, Shay Shay really came through on this record. She manages to elevate from previous work, and that's saying something, especially after significant highs such as Gimme Love, which did damage for a time, including the remix with Teyana Taylor. I mean, what a song, man. Probably her best song from the catalog to this date. So we'll see if any of the songs on Big Girl will overtake that one. Something interesting has happened on the Afrobeat scene in the last couple of years, and that is the significant inclusion of live instruments in the compositions and seamlessly done without losing the digital sound. What this has done is opened up the genre to a much wider audience, and the music sounding even more mature and rich without losing its cool appeal. And this has gone into overdrive in 2021 after Wizkid dropped Made in Lagos last year with that saxophone and all that, then Burna Boy, you know, winning the Grammy, and you know, you actually get that a similar sound on this Shay Shay album, where there's those infusions of live instruments. And I really, really love the development of Afrobeats in this direction, so pretty cool. The features on Big Girl were excellent, all of them, from Simi, Kalema, Wande Cole, Yemi Alade, Shay Jones, and Backroad G. Excellent and well picked. I think Shay Shay gives us an honest version of herself on this one. Listen to songs such as Why Do They, and they really reveal how Shay Shay has felt like an industry outsider to many people, like somebody who's constantly being targeted even if there's no reason to do so. And with all that, she's achieved a lot, but she's also not letting people put her down. So this is kind of just to say, hey, do what you want to do, but I'm not giving up on my dream and I'm living it. Dope acoustic on that song, Why Do They? Listen to it though. The outro goes deeper with voices of different women speaking on Shay as they see her, and one says she thinks for all the hate and trolling Shay gets, she has developed a thick skin. I find that to be true, and kudos to her for always bouncing back without much talk but with good music. And I still don't know why she's such a target for trolls, as I don't see too much about her in terms of her saying stuff, but yeah, she seems to be targeted quite a fair bit, and I don't think we should be doing that anyway. My only true disappointment on this album was when I moved from track 6 titled Gloana to track 7, which is FWI, and it sounded like the overall master of FWI didn't match the rest of the album in loudness. It's a small detail that can easily be fixed, but on that first listen, the upload version definitely sounded too low in the transition from track 6 to that one track 7, and then to track 8, where the levels are back to normal again. So hopefully Shay and team can sort that out to improve the listener experience. If you already like Shay Shay, then this album is exactly what you want it to be. And for those new to what she does, it's an album that would be a phenomenal introduction to her work. Obviously, go listen to the Give Me Love track and the remix. Those ones are fire too. On the genre side, if you like R&B, sprinkled with a little Afrofusion here and there, then there aren't too many bodies of work that would be able to match up to the levels reached here on Big Girl by Shay Shay. It's a wonderful listen, and overall I think I picked out a number of songs, around 7 of them, and they will be on rotation for me. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Omota, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Ndende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.